Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So the Battle of the Bulge is a battle in mostly in Belgium, but also in the Netherlands, a little bit in Luxembourg. 81 years ago, Hitler has this grand design that he can break through the Allied lines, split the Germans and the Americans, that we'll give up, and somehow he can win World War II. It's a huge gamble. He's going to assemble a tremendous force, about 250,000 troops in the lead echelon. 1,000 tanks, another 800,000 troops following those. This will be the largest battle in the U.S. Army's history, if you think of that as setting the stage.
What were the conditions? What was the lay of the land, the terrain, et cetera?
Yeah, so the Ardennes is incredibly rough. These little small roads, this is why the road junctions at places like Bastogne are so important, because they can control the area. Dense trees, sharp ravines, little streams through there, beautiful area. And then it's wintertime. So not only you have rough terrain, but winter. And then literally 81 years ago, on the 23rd of December, the temperatures dropped. The Siberian high came in, and the temperatures dropped below freezing consistently, below zero. Now the ground froze solid, so the soldiers, trying to dig a foxhole in frozen ground are already horrendous conditions, trying to treat wounded, soldiers trying to stay warm. Many had not had, winter clothing issued yet, and, they're using overcoats and other things to try to stay warm. So, and then you have an incredible German condition that you're fighting against. The Germans are pretty ruthless at this point. Lots of artillery, close combat. And so, those combinations of conditions are really horrific. And I think demonstrate the tenacity and resolve of the American fighting man in this case. The difficult conditions and difficult enemies, they really, really come to the fore.
I want to talk about that tenacity and resolve because we get a cold front here, and we run from the car to the office or whatever, and it's like, it's chilly, it's miserable. But these guys are living basically in snow. They're living in the ground in snow. I can't imagine how they even went about keeping themselves warm or how you live under those conditions, Colonel.
Yeah, I was fortunate for the 40th anniversary I spent with the Bulge with a number of veterans that were in the battle, and almost everything they remember is how incredibly cold it was, how difficult the conditions were, or the number of wounded, and how almost impossible it was to treat the wounded in that, or their buddy might be sleeping in the foxhole next to him and they wake up in the morning, he's frozen stiff. I mean, you're talking, the ground is, frozen 7, 8, 10 inches deep. So that it's deep enough, frozen enough where the tanks can move across that. Earlier in the battle, it's been muddy, but by now it's all frozen solid. And, there is, very little opportunity to get out of that, particularly if you're in the front line. And because the forces are stretched so thin, it's not like they're going to pull you back and get you to some, nice warm tent to warm up. And what they remember is just how difficult and incredibly cold it was, almost to a man. And, it's interesting, their recollections, what day it is, you almost have to find, you know, one of the officers who was keeping track, because for the soldiers, the battle's over a month long. Every day just kind of blends into the next, pretty horrific conditions that they're really master through.
Let me take a break. I'm going to pick it up when we come back. And I always like to drill down, Colonel, on a micro level of that, because, you know, we look at it from the drone level, if you will, of the Battle of the Bulge and how many soldiers were involved. But, man, for these individual men, they were living this every day. And you said the battle went on for how long?
Into the 25th of January, so, over a month and a half.
So imagine living in these conditions, and you said in some cases you would share a foxhole with a soldier, and the soldier would expire overnight due to cold. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
Incredible. 7:21, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Colonel Michael Bell, Executive Director of the National World War II Museum's Jenny Craig Institute for the Study of War and Democracy, about the Battle of Bastogne. That's right. I wanted to make sure I said it right. That went on in the Ardennes. It was the Battle of the Bulge is what it, I guess, maybe more commonly referred to as. General, you mentioned, Colonel, rather, you mentioned the tenacity of the American soldiers. Did they have any warm food to eat at all? Or what were they surviving on?
Yes. There are some, will pull back and they'll have some rations and kind of heat those up and move those forward. But for the folks that are in the forward elements or while you're attacking, you typically would have a K ration. It kind of tastes like sawdust. About 3,000 calories. It's really particularly for the folks in Bastogne. Once it's surrounded, you know, it's the 101st and parts of the 9th and 10th Armored Divisions. You know, the conditions are incredibly grim. The Germans overrun part of the medical unit, so you know the medical conditions are terrible. After the breakthrough, when Patton's 4th Armored Division breaks through to Bastogne, then you can have resupply convoys. You can begin to kind of set up, maybe a kitchen here and there where you can get some hot food. But before that, I think it's a pretty grim set of conditions for all these. And a number of these units are either, you know, they're surrounded or bypassed. They're cut off from their supplies. You're really making do with what they have in terms of food, but also in terms of ammo.
You're breaking up a little bit there, Colonel. I want to hear what you have to say. Tell me about what happened with the Germans calling on an American commander to surrender.
Yeah, so the Germans surround Bastogne. It's a big crossroads town in the south. The assistant division commander of the 101st, General McAuliffe, is there. The Germans send a flag of truce up. They've surrounded it initially with 3 divisions and soon with 7 divisions, so they're massively outnumbered. and they call for the Americans to surrender. It's written down that he says nuts. Likely he said something else. But, you know, the stenographer captured something that's printable. But, you know, and they kept fighting. And, you know, that just the word of that gave the soldiers some resolve. And then within a few days, the 4th Armored Division, you know, battalion led by Creighton Abrams, you know, of course, they named the tank for him later, is going to break through to Bastogne and relieve the 101st. But for those guys, the fighting continues. They're going to be in the fight, you know, still for another month after that.
So many of us watch Band of Brothers. Did they get it right, Colonel?
Yeah, I think they do a great job. The only piece that I think I would add is they tend to leave out the other units that are there in Bastogne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's several units that have delayed back in this massive German attack. You know, 75 miles wide. Sometimes you think maybe it's just the Band of Brothers by themselves. And in all, you know, you've got over 600,000 American soldiers in the Battle of the Bulge. And so I think you want to, you know, honor the Band of Brothers, but also recognize that, you know, they're not unique. There's a bunch of other bands of brothers out there, you know, fighting just as hard.
And that's what I think the National World War II Museum does such a great job of, is telling, although you're talking about 600,000 soldiers, telling the individual stories, because when you get right down to it, that those are individuals, right, that comprise that 600,000. And that's their reality every day.
Well, and it's hard to relate to 600,000, but we can relate to, you know, individual people, individual actions, individual heroism, resolve. And I think you're exactly right. You know, that's how we can relate to the story.
God bless them all. Thank you, Colonel. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. God bless.
Same to you, sir. Colonel Michael Bell with the World War II Museum. 7:30, 1 minute late, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.